What's up, guys? This is DJ Alex, and you're listening to another episode of Warren's Insanity, where the N is capitalized and nothing else really is. I'm here with my co-captain. You already know who it is.
Kyle, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Last week, we talked about Thanksgiving and the clapbacks to come, which I still think was a great theme, honestly. But today, we're just talking about trends overall. So, Kyle, you're the one that recommended the topic. Do you have something you want to talk about?
Well, you know that TikTok thing where they like tie the thing with it?
This is where we're not going. If you know, you know. If you don't, you don't. That's it. That's not like, where we're going today.
I learned how to do it. It's just super cool. What do you do that for?
Do you? I need you to understand what it means to tie something in a knot with your tongue.
Yeah.
It's not something you talk about on family-friendly 91.1 WEDM Warren's Insanity, where the N is capitalized and nothing goes where the
E is. Okay, but I saw a kid do it.
And?
It's like, it's...
What were you talking about?
I can tie a cherry stem with my tongue.
So it's fall time. That means there are different flavors everywhere.
No, look, like that's a really...
Starbucks has finally brought out that pumpkin spice that I know everybody's looking for. And actually, it's moving into winter.
You're not
so
about
that
to
means
act
that
like
they're
I'm
pulling
not
out the winter
back,
the winter flavors. Too.
You know what is
Bath
a winter
and
flavor?
Body Works.
Peppermint
is
already
out.
Been out. You finna make eye contact
Bath
with me.
Bath and Body Works is pulling out all those Christmas candles.
There we go.
It's just a real interesting time of year where we transition from Halloween to Christmas.
I have another trend.
Is it an appropriate trend?
The last one was appropriate.
It wasn't.
Yes, it is. It's just being able to tie something with your tongue.
So what about your flavors? What flavors do you like that only come around at this part of the year?
Apple cider.
Okay.
No, like as in food, because you can only get apple cider around this time.
Of course.
Now, for all of the... Is imbeciles a nice word?
Yeah.
For all the imbeciles who like eggnog, can roast.
Die.
Eggnog is nasty.
It's disgusting.
It's
do not listen to our podcast. Thank you for listening to us these first.
Thanks for listening to us thus far.
Yeah, certainly. We don't have a number.
We're going to let you go now.
Yeah, go ahead.
Like, because that's so, like, eggnog tastes like
chunk. Another thing that we aren't going to bring up on this podcast. But, I mean, eggnog's gross. I tried it, like, once and, like, gagged.
I've tried it multiple times. And like,
I don't know what that one movie is, and it's, like, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and he has this, like, ballerina there, and he made a smoothie, and it had egg yolk in it. Like, no, it had he put a full egg in there.
You're talking about a bedtime story?
Right.
Something like that.
I don't know what it is, but I think it was like that. That's what I would imagine. Eggnog is what I would imagine that smoothie tasted like. Like, it's... disgusting. It's too
eggnog
thick.
Is so nasty, but like hit me with some apple cider. But the thing is, I can't do apple cider cold. I mean, I'm not cold. I can't do apple cider hot. This is the end of our podcast, Warren's Insanity. Because
you know,
no, like hot apple cider is just like
good.
No, I have.
Oh, you don't drink tea. That's why you just have awful taste.
I have it.
Well, not completely awful because we completely agree about that eggnog thing.
Yeah, I like it. Oh, so at the Apple Orchard, it's on down on Washington Street. They have a slushy apple cider, and it was so good. So now like every so often, I'll make apple cider slushed.
So when it comes to like winter scents and things, I'm more of the chocolate mint combination person. Not chocolate mint ice cream. That is another reason you can stop listening to us if
like
you enjoy that.
If you go anywhere and they ask you what ice cream and you willingly
and
go,
you ask for toothpaste and shards of chocolate,
if you willingly say mint chocolate chip, you can exit the tab now.
But if you're being held against your will, you can always call everyone's favorite number 911. That's an insane act. It's a hate crime.
Yeah, it's really more insane for them to make you get it. And then if they try to make you eat it, I definitely say call as many people as you can.
Certainly. Take a picture of their license plate before you go.
Are you getting the, hey, can I, okay, I'm ready now.
But I mean, like, when I say mint chocolate combination, I mean like thin mint style stuff.
Oh, see, when I say that, the only thing like
mint, I think of like this chocolate, that like chocolate, dark milk chocolate, white chocolate, and like peppermint on top, like little patties that old people give you.
Those York
patties. I'll smash those. No, not York patties. It's Ghirardelli, the expensive.
See, the only thing of the mint combination is every year, oh my gosh, every year around this time, Hershey's makes the peppermint kisses.
Oh my gosh, I forgot about those. I was getting so excited over kisses last night because they start going on sale.
Yes, peppermint. They make the peppermint Hershey kisses. And I swear, I will sit in class and I will down the whole bag, which is like the second the Christmas season is over. Like, I buy them during Christmas, but the second it's over,
sale
I go straight to Walmart and I'm like, like, I'll even get like those one mini bags that are like four other people and just carry my backpack. Because like, bro, those hit different.
One year for Valentine's Day, this girl bought me like this humongous heart filled with Hershey's Kisses. And I really should have, no. It was Valentine's Day.
Oh, I thought we're
talking about Christmas. But she handed me those, and she was like, and then I got you the swirl kind, too. And I was like, wait, can you not be taking? Like,
wait, February?
Yeah.
Got you the peppermint one?
No. She got the ones with, that are white, and then they have, like, the brown swirl in it.
Oh. See, I'm just ready to stock up on those peppermint ones.
Especially after Christmas and all the, and you go into certain stores and candy canes will be like 25 cents, like an entire box.
Okay.
Do you know how many times I was making candy cane shanks in school? I mean, candy cane, very appropriate school things, candy cane pencils,
candy cane needles,
candy cane pens,
backpack decorations.
Yeah.
You know, I was really about to say, am I the only one who used to do that? Like just like, until it was like sharp enough, and just be like, gotta take my test now.
Ooh. Take a test in my cousin's direction, a little bit aggressively.
Multiple times with jabbing motion.
Multiple times. Then once it dulls out, I've gotta do it again to make another
then I gotta,
pencil.
Bro, has it ever
Kyle keeps on pulling out their headphones in the holiday spirit.
Has it ever happened to like you go for somebody like when I first figured it out, I'd just be like, oh, that hurts. And then like, I was like,
what I started doing is that if there's no one around me to take a test that aggressively, I'll just bite the end of it off of my front teeth and then go back to eating it.
Yes. Like I want them. They should make some that come already test ready, already pointy, like a pencil.
Like a pencil.
I love how I went pointy like a pencil. Like they should make one that already comes like that, so I could just like so I'll be ready to take my test, bro. I'm gonna be 100% honest. If they had like you know these have those flavored pencils,
mm-hmm.
If they had like a candy pencil, I'm telling you, I'd eat it. Like I don't care if it's lead inside or not.
No,
like just I'd be sitting in class.
And for all of you that are keeping track on what we're talking about, this time it's pencils.
Yes, like it's genuine
like, pencils.
Lead and all, I genuinely just be like, oh.
One year, my Nana bought me this pen. You know it's already good when a pen runs smooth. Oh. She got it for me around Christmas time. And this pen smelt like peppermints. Wrote in red so that it smelt like peppermints. And then, like, the top had a hook on it. Like, the top of it was hooked so that it looked like a candy cane. So, this pen was the greatest thing known to man for me. And I was already at a time where I was like kind of gnawing on pens already, but this pen, this pen was sacred.
It tasted better.
Had that kind of like made in China.
What is that? Was it not also you told me that I smelled like made in China?
No, it tasted like made in China, like plastic, but like the good kind of plastic. So, I mean, whenever this time from Christmas to
where are you,
Christmas? Comes around, but like everyone was joking about it near Halloween, and it's true. After Halloween, it's immediately Christmas.
No. No. I go to Thanksgiving because, like, it goes Halloween.
It goes to pass you over until Christmas.
No, it goes to Halloween. Then I'm like, leftovers. And then, like, once the leftovers are gone, I'm like, okay, y'all put up y'all Christmas decorations. I'm cool with
you. You wait till the leftovers are gone? We wait the day after Thanksgiving, our stuff goes up.
Our leftovers go very quick.
Oh, okay. So the day after Thanksgiving, too?
Maybe, like, give it to, like, Sunday. They'll be up. Because what my family does is that they will legit just leave everything. And then, like, there'll be, like, one piece of ham. It'll be enough for me to eat once. It'll be a piece of ham, some juice, and then, like.
Can you describe that juice for me?
Like, juice. Oh, my gosh. It'll be, like just, like.
Just explain the juice. Probably, you just said juice.
It'll probably be, like, fruit punch or something.
Okay, because you said a piece of ham, some juice, and my brain immediately thought of the ham juice that sits in the bottom of the honey-baked ham thing. So I'm like, why are you so satisfied with the fact that they left you the ham juice?
Also, speaking of juice, like, you know, like, the sparkling, like around Christmas time, they come up with, like, the sparkling drinks, like, when adults are having, like, their juice, it'll be like, you pour some for the kids, like, and it'll just be, like, great.
Me and my nana will get crunk on some green apple, like, carbonated water. Don't mess with me in my carbonated
exactly.
juice, bro.
So, like, as a kid, like, homies used to be like, and I'd be like, because every kid's like, can I have some? So, like, mom.
I wasn't.
I was. and my mom.
I just like to smell it, and it made my mom mad.
Like, and my mom would just be like, yeah, sure, let me go grab you some. So I'm like,
And about to get crunk.
And it makes, like, because carbonated water makes the, like, it pops and it makes the, and everything. So I'm like,
especially if they get the good kind of bottle where you have to screw the top
exactly.
off like it's wine.
So I'm like, yes, sir.
Old bottle, yes, sir. Yes,
and
sir.
Then, like, when I'm telling you, like, I've watched enough of the movies to be like, you know, when they be like, I'll take another one, this, and then put it back, and then she's like,
yeah, I do this every year with my nana, but my phrase that I want more is, you want to top me off, bartender?
See, what I did, because, like, you know, my brother wasn't, like, we had a kid's table, so, like, legit, I just, like, slide my, like, plastic whatever movie was out. Like, it could have been Dora, I'd be like, give me another one, and then he'd, like, and I'd, like, chug it real quick. And then at one point, it got to the point where, like, I'd be like, woo, because, like, I'd be like, that's what they do. So I'm like, we got to be feeling the same thing. And then, like, I remember how broken I was. Like, I saw my mom, because, like, before, she would just go into the pantry. But then I guess she realized I was old enough to have my dreams broken. And she was like, yeah, sure. And I was like, this Welch's grape, have you been giving me grape juice?
Yeah, once he became literate, it didn't hit the same.
And I was like, I've been partying this hard to grape juice? And now I just don't drink grape juice. Because, like, that.
I like grape juice in small amounts. Like, I go to church every Sunday because my dad's a pastor. He rents. So I run the board in the back. But even though I run the board in the back, I still partake in the the breaking of his body, his bread, and the drinking of the.
Oh, communion,
blood.
Bro.
Communion. I was going to say congregation.
Congregation.
Dude, that little wafer cookie in combination with the little sour okay. grape juice.
It's just me. Communion gives me, like, really bad heartburn.
Bro, that stuff slaps.
Yeah.
I saw this thing, and it was, like, petition to rename communion crackers to Jesus. And
wait, do y'all take communion with grape juice?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So my grandma makes it, like, at her house. Because, like,
if they leave it sitting around too long, you know what it becomes. Like, one Sunday, I felt like everybody was a little, Okay.
Because, like, my grandma, like, so, like, and she puts it in the oven, and she, like, puts it in a jar, and then we have it that Sunday. But, like, when I'm telling you, like, I don't know if she just goes heavy on the grape. Because, like, I'll be like, and then immediately my heart is like, And then I'll just get that burn. But look, the way it works is like at my church, because we have a lot of kids. My family loves to repopulate. It's a family church. And so what they did was like during the service, you know, the people who were baptized would come and get theirs. And then after, they would let the kids come and get it. I don't know like why. Like you could just go up, you could just go down the altar and be like.
I mean, I asked myself to be baptized like for my 7th birthday. My dad was like, what you want? I'm like, to be baptized. But the thing is, I thought he was going to do it because he was still a preacher at the time. But it was this old, like, we had this old pastor that I could never understand that did it. So when I'm sitting there and he's, like, spitting gibberish.
And then, and like, then in the name of the Father, me. In the name of the Son, in the name of the... Like, bro, look, when I'm telling you, like, he was like, I'll hold your nose, but you got to keep your eyes open. So when I'm telling you, he went... But, like, the way they do it is, like, you ever seen that video of the priest, like, dunking the baby? like they take you down 2 seconds, and it's like, boom, 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 and then you're back up.
No, no, my dear. No, no, no. My baptizing was traumatic enough because he didn't even look at me. And I couldn't, like I said, I couldn't understand
no,
it. And he was still looking at the people. Like, I thought he would at least look at me for he did it.
Give me some affirmation that you're not finna drown me.
Mm-hmm. So it's like water up my nose, water in my eyes. Like,
but you don't understand. Like, I was at least, like, probably, like, 10. And, like, he was like, keep your eyes. My eyes are wide open. And it went 1, 2, up. And then just, like, 3 repetitive. and then like, the whole church was clapping. And I was, like, on the verge of tears. I'm like, did you try to kill me?
Okay. So I want y'all to know the reason that Kyle comparing it to a baby,
that
baby video is, if you haven't seen that baby video, we can talk to our director and have him put the link in the description of this podcast.
Because it's legit.
That is too much.
It's a priest and there's like a little.
Did you listen to the one with the audio over it? Where's the money, Wazowski?
It's a priest, and he's like has a newborn baby, and like they're baptized.
He looks lost, by the way.
And like, he legit just took the baby, flipped him upside down, like repeatedly, like how you would do if your toilet was backed up.
No, 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 no. It wasn't even like that. Like, he'd go head first, flip him feet first, flip him head first, flip him feet first. Basically, and the video that we're talking about, it loops it.
Basically, he was like, you. Y'all should know, like, when y'all making chicken and you put it in the flour and you go, it was that quick. And he was like, and he was flipping him as the time went. So if you can imagine that.
With a threat in you, there, if tossed in there.
You can imagine how my baptism went and how emotionally horrified I am.
Good times, good times.
Good. Being dunked in a plunger.
And that's. That little loss of brain cells is our cue that this podcast is about time to go out. So thank you for listening.
Insanity. We're supposed to do it together.
Well, if you just kept stop talking over me, maybe I could have done it.
Oh, my bad.
I'm gonna keep the levels like this too. Oh, dang, it's your turn to edit. Heat the levels like that. Thank you for listening to another episode of Warren's
Insanity.
I love you guys.
We'll see you in 2. Oh, no. Yeah, bye.
Yeah, I want to see you buzz down.